So the meaning of this mantra is that a person, whether apavitra means not pure, or pavitra, pure, or savavastam, what gatopi, whatever conditions of life one may pass through, if one remembers Pundarikaksham, that means the Lord who has eyes like lotus petals, if one remembers the Lord, then one is suchihi, pure, baya and abhyantaraha, inside and out. There's a nice, very nice mantra. So let me just speak a few words here. This is initiation into the Gayatri mantras, Brahminical initiation. That Prabhupada's system is we would do two initiations. First in the Harinam, into the holy name. And then after some time, in his case quite a while, into the Brahminical initiation. This is this formal Brahminical initiation seems to have been introduced by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A Vaishnava is greater than a Brahmana. Actually beyond all the varnas and beyond all the ashrams, is because it's transcendental. All these other things, the varnashram, are upadis, they are designations. But a Vaishnava is what we essentially are, that is to say, servants of the Lord. So, to illustrate this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for those who came to him who were already initiated Brahmins and twice born in India, he would take away their Brahmin threads to show that they were better than a Brahmin. But then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to make the same point, would take people who had been born in even very low, untouchable castes and so on, and give them Brahmin threads, have them wear Brahmin threads, and initiate them in a ceremony, making his point that at least you're a Brahmana, even though you may not have the qualification of what's considered to be the qualification of birth, as in the hereditary caste system. So the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tended to be somewhat revolutionary and in your face, and that's what he did. So Prabhupada did the same thing and gave this sacred thread to people who were born outside of India. When I was young, we used to read about India, and there were this whole group of people that were called untouchables. It was only much later that I realized that anyone born outside of India is an untouchable, so they're talking about me. And so Prabhupada was also had this aspect of being in your face. And so when he brought his Western disciples to India, initiating them with Brahmin threads, or seeing they're wearing Brahmin threads, the hereditary smarter Brahmins had quite an uproar about it, which gave Prabhupada the chance to preach very heavily against them and point out that the actual criterion for belonging to any varna is not birth, but guna and karma, qualities and work that one does. So what happens when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra in the proper way, that one should see that the qualities of passion and ignorance start to go away. This should be the symptom. I heard Prabhupada once say in a lecture, he said that if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you should see that lust and greed and anger are disappearing from the heart. That is to say, these are symptoms of modes of passion and modes of ignorance. They should be disappearing. And he sort of said very challenging, are they? Are lust and greed and anger going away? Are they? Are they? And he said, if they're not, you're doing something wrong. So we are engaged in the path of cultivating the Hare Krishna mantra. And when the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted properly, it has these effects. If it's not happening, then we should understand that we're doing something wrong. So in order to have the potencies of the Hare Krishna mantra working, we have to chant in a proper way. We have to follow the process. As Prabhupada put it, process, the word process actually can be translated into Sanskrit as sadhana. We have a deliberate way of going about cultivating the holy name. Well, Prabhupada said in the beginning, we invite anybody to chant, we don't care. We're having a Harinam Sankirtan on the street corner. If the drunks come over and start chanting, we say, chant, chant. You know, we don't say, oh, you're drunk, you can't do it, sober up first. We invite everybody to participate. But then if one actually wants to make spiritual progress, then one has to take some care. And that care is that we have to chant the holy name while trying to give up offenses. This is a capsule definition of sadhana. And if you think about the 10 offenses against the holy name, you can understand that they cover about everything wrong you can do. Like, for example, to disobey the order of the spiritual master, you open that one up and there's a whole Pandora box of things. So we have to chant while trying to give up offenses. And Prabhupada has explained that there's three stages of chanting, or platforms of chanting. Offensive, clearing, and pure. So when the chanting is pure, then what is manifest is the pure name, Shuddhanam. There are no offenses. The pure name is manifest. And that when the pure name is manifest, then we are face to face with Krishna, because Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. And so Krishna should be manifest in that name if they're the same. Well, we're not, that's not happening. Well, that means there are offenses. So one therefore has to chant on the clearing stage, has to chant the Hare Krishna mantra while trying to give up offenses. If we're committing offenses and not doing anything about it, then our platform of chanting is called Nam Aparad. And when there's Nam Aparad, the potencies of the holy name are barely active. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said strikingly, no better than letters of the alphabet. So if you're committing offenses and not doing anything, then we can chant for a long time and you will not see anything happen. Prabhupada compared this to trying to cook with smoke. One wants to make a meal, there has to be hot fuel and dry fuel and a hot fire. But if the fuel is wet, then there'll just be smoke. What does that mean? That you'll, first of all, be very inconvenienced. Your eyes will burn, you'll cough, and soot all over your body and everything. Very inconvenienced, and it will take a long time to eat your meal. So Prabhupada said, better to have a hot fire. So hot fire means to follow the process. Then Prabhupada acknowledged, yes, you can argue where there's smoke, there's fire. He said, but what good will that little bit of fire do you? He said, you can go on cooking with smoke for 300 years. So one has to chant while trying to give up offenses. What's manifest is not the pure name, not yet, but what's called namabhasa. Abhasa in Sanskrit means some appearance of light within darkness, or the projection of light into darkness. Sometimes it means reflection. But the Namacharya Haridas Thakur compared this namabhasa, the abhasa, to the dawning twilight. In the morning, where the sun is below the horizon, but the dawning light of the sun is in the sky, that is abhasa. So he said, if we're just trying to give up offenses, we will not see the holy name. It's like the sun, it's not within our vision, but we will see the dawning light of the holy name. This namabhasa will be manifest. And he said, namabhasa, mere namabhasa, destroys all sinful reactions and brings one up onto the platform of mukti. When the pure name is there, the result is prema. So namabhasa, although it's an intermediate stage, is nevertheless, that's where things happen. So when one is chanting and trying to give up offenses, then this we see, lust, greed, anger, they start to disappear. So we have to chant like that. And let me say one thing. There's a very important suggestion from Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Harinam Chintamani when he's talking about the offenses against the holy name. He says that the offense called pramadaha, which literally means insanity, but here means distraction or inattentiveness. He says that if we're not trying to become free of that offense, we will not be successful in becoming free from any of the other offenses. He says that this is really the seedbed from which all the offenses, where all the offenses are rooted, in inattentiveness. So the time to work on that, especially, is when we are chanting our prescribed 16 rounds of japa. Not to chant 16 rounds is already inattentiveness, but while we're chanting 16 rounds, you can notice that I can chant and my mind wanders. Our mind has this distressing tendency to wander. And in fact, it's so distressing that Arjuna says it can't be done. When Krishna says you fix your mind on the Supreme, and wherever it wanders, you bring it back. If it wanders, you bring it back. And Arjuna says, wait a minute. You know, the mind is like trying to control the wind. But Krishna says, no, it can be done. And he says two things are required, abhyasa and vairagya, detachment and practice. Abhyasa means practice, repetition. Practice means every day you do the same thing. Like when you learn a musical instrument, you have to practice every day. You don't practice, you won't learn. You learn how to type, you have to practice. You want to learn a language, you have to practice. So similarly, abhyasa means we practice. And the practice is, I fix my mind on the holy name. It goes away, I bring it back. It goes away, I bring it back. It goes away. That's chanting on the clearing stage. The pure stage, it doesn't go away. If for some reason I have to think about something else, it comes right back. to the holy name. That's the pure, but on the clearing stage, as long as the deliberate effort is made, then Nama Bas is there. We should be careful to chant like this, and then there will be no complaint, nothing's happening. We will see lust and greed and anger decrease. The potency of the holy name will work, therefore, when lust and greed, when the modes of passion and modes of ignorance decrease to a good extent, not entirely, but to a good extent, then the mode of goodness becomes prominent, and that means brahmana. So, by this practice, even though one may have been born Siberian or whatever, as it says in the Bhagavatam, it gives a whole list, Kirata, Hunandas, Pulinda, Pukushas, all these people whose cultural habits are considered sinful, you can unlearn those habits, the McDonald habit, the Budweiser habit, you know, all those things. Those will go away, and one, even though born in these circumstances, one becomes situated in the mode of goodness by this practice. Then one becomes qualified to do brahminical activities. Of course, one of the main ones is worship of the deity. Then we can actually understand Krishna's form. Brahmana means you are in a position to understand transcendence. We are in a position to understand God. The modes of passion and ignorance are prominent. Completely obscured, no real idea. But if one is situated in the mode of goodness, you can begin to have experience. You can understand that I'm not the body. You can understand that God is a spiritual being. These things become the possibility of spiritual experience, real spiritual experience, becomes opened up. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the qualities of a brahmana are given. Sama, dama, tapa, socham, shantim, arjavam, jnanavijnanam, astikyam. These are the qualities by which a brahman works. Huh? Sama means that there is control of the mind. Dhamma means control of the senses. Tapaha means austerity. One can perform austerity. Saucha means clean. Prabhupada said radically clean or revolutionarily clean. Okay. Kshantam is a nice thing. That means Kshantam. Prabhupada translates it as tolerance or forbearance. What it means practically is not being disturbed even when there's every reason to be disturbed. So when you're sitting in traffic and the people around you are behaving like idiots, still you're not disturbed. That's the test. Of course, in your truck you're bigger than everybody else. Sama, dhamma, tapa, socham, shantyam, arjavam. Arjava literally means straight, not crooked, not like a politician. Huh? Honest and straightforward. Jnana vijnanam astikyam. Jnana means that one has knowledge from scripture. Vijnana means experience, realized knowledge. You know how to apply it in practical life. And then astikyam means you have confidence in the Vedic literature. These are the characteristics. As we practice Krishna consciousness, they will appear. So Prabhupada's system was, first give people initiation into the holy name, and then by practice of the holy name, the modes of passion and modes of ignorance would decrease, and then people would be qualified to receive brahminical initiation because of this change having taken place by the power of the Hare Krishna mantra. So now we expect good things from you. We expect you to be a saint among the truck drivers or among anybody. It doesn't matter. Okay, so now let's have some kirtan, and we'll start the fire, and then after we'll put on the sacred thread and we'll give the mantras to Giranagari. Okay, we have some kirtan.